With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Pentagon says an American warship and multiple commercial ships have come under attack in the Red Sea this weekend. Yemen's Houthi rebels have claimed attacking two ships they describe as being linked to Israel, but they have not acknowledged targeting a U.S. Navy vessel. No word on damage or anything of that nature. The Republican National Committee is sidestepping Donald Trump's legal issues when it comes to next July's nominating convention.
The RNC's rules for next year's convention in Milwaukee have been released, but the party leaves a major question unaddressed. With Trump under four criminal indictments, the rules don't include any provisions if the party's presumptive nominee is convicted of a felony. It's unclear if GOP delegates could vote for a different candidate under such a scenario. Trump's first trial is scheduled to begin in Washington in early March on charges that he unlawfully sought to overturn the 2020 election. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
The U.S. is now officially committed to a plan of phasing out all coal power plants. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more details.
The announcement came on Saturday in the United Arab Emirates by Special Envoy John Kerry. He says U.S. will join 56 other countries in the Powering Past Coal Alliance. That means the Biden administration commits to building no new coal plants and phasing out existing plants. No date was given for when the existing plants would be phased out. Other Biden regulations aim to pull the plug on coal by 2035. Bob Agner reporting.
Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama have been selected at this hour to the college football playoff, and Florida State has become the first unbeaten Power Five conference champion to be excluded from the four-team field in its 10-year history. Of course, next year everything changes. There will be more playoff slots for everybody. This is SRN News. Religious freedom groups are warning about the spread of Islamic terrorism in sub-Saharan Africa. Jeff King of International Christian Concern says the Democratic Republic of Congo is suffering.
It's a largely Christian country and very small minority Muslim country, but there's tremendous wealth there. And so there is an armed Islamic terror group that is terrorizing Christians.
And there's Eritrea. Things there are getting worse.
They've persecuted the Christians for decades, but it really ramped up last year. 5,000 Christians in prison, torture, many of them held in shipping containers in the desert, if you can imagine that.
King says Nigeria is perhaps the worst case on the continent, with two Muslim terror groups killing Christians and pushing them off their land. The population of Nigeria is about half Muslim and half Christian, raising the specter of civil war if the government doesn't stop the bloodletting. This is SRN News. A gun factory in upstate New York with a history stretching back to the 19th century is closing its doors.
Rem Arms, the current version of Remington Arms, will close its facility in the Mohawk Valley in early March. An official says the company, quote, did not arrive at this decision lightly. Remington is the nation's oldest gun maker. The factory site dates back to 1828, with many of the current buildings constructed early in the 20th century. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 3rd. It's the 337th day of 2023. There are just 28 days left in the old year. On this date in history, 1828, Andrew Jackson was elected President of the United States by the Electoral College. And on this date in 1965, the Beatles' sixth studio album, Rubber Soul, was released in the United Kingdom. This is SRN News.